Welcome into today's Community Close-Up. We have with us today
Patricia Beam with Mitchell County Animal Rescue.
Well, this weekend is going to be a big event for the animal rescue. It's time for Mine and Whiskers.
That's right. It's ninth annual, and it's our biggest fundraiser of the year.
So tell us a little bit about how it works and how it's going to work this year.
There's hors d'oeuvres and desserts, and it's a silent auction of some beautiful artwork.
Now, the artwork comes from area artists.
A lot of beautiful items. A lot of them are on Facebook, and you'll be amazed at the quality and the variety of artwork that we have this year.
It's a silent auction, so folks can come, and it's like $20 to get in. Is that right?
Right. That includes the hors d'oeuvres and wine tasting, and all the proceeds go for the shelter animals.
Yeah, you can't beat that. So it's an opportunity to take on something really nice or just go have a good time and visit with everybody.
We'll have T-shirts for sale. We have some new T-shirts from Mitchell Vet Clinic that they have donated to help raise money. It's going to be a great fun event.
It really sounds like it will be. So it's coming up Saturday. What's the hours and where's it at?
It's from 2 to 4, so you need to get there and get your bid in early, and it will be at the pizza shop, Dry County Brewery.
And that, of course, is on Oak Avenue. So what's been going on around here? How are things going with the shelter?
Well, today, two of our employees, Heather and Brittany, left at 7 a.m. this morning with 11 dogs and, thank goodness, 9 cats to go to the Wake County SPCA for adoption.
Oh, really? So they've gone to Wake County. They've moved on up to the fancy part of town.
I hope so.
So now, does that happen a lot? Do you have a lot that winds up going to other places?
Not enough. We have more than local people can adopt because everyone hasn't spayed and neutered. Someone's out there not spaying and neutering their dogs and cats.
Yeah, for sure.
But we have got a great partnership with Wake County SPCA. They love our animals, are amazed at how sweet they are, how well behaved, and it's really been a good opportunity for us this year, and we hope to continue it.
Well, that would really be great. So, again, an opportunity for some animals to get a good home down in the Wake County area down there. So what else is going on? Of course, low-cost spay-neuter.
Always doing low-cost spay-neuter. $60 for dogs and female cats, $38 for male cats. Mm-hmm. And we do it twice a week. Come by and be prepared to do the paperwork with us and sign the papers and pay, and we'll get your pet fixed.
And it's just that simple. All you got to do is just get all the information, and you'll tell them either a Tuesday or Thursday to bring them over, and you'll take care of it.
Right. We deliver them to the vet and call you that afternoon to come pick them up at the shelter.
What about in the shelter? So I didn't see a horse out in the yard, but...
No horses lately. We do have another potbelly pig. It was a stray in Spruce Pine.
A stray... I'm not sure I can say that. A stray pot-bellied pig.
Right. She's sweet.
But she is sweet, and she is available for adoption.
And we have 3 pet rats. One is black and white spotted, and 2 are hairless.
And these are pet rats, R-A-T-S. I saw them, and they are rats.
They are, and they're very tame and very friendly.
Are. Yeah, Amber was feeding them and everything, and it's just amazing. They're just having a time.
They are. They're very happy here, even with all the cats.
Well, I was going to comment on that. Doesn't the cats, it looks like the cats would be around them, or they, I guess it really doesn't work that way.
Our cats that live in the lobby haven't even noticed them. They're pretty worthless when it comes to mouse or rat hunting.
Well, you know, the Garfield used to always say, show me a cat that's a good mouser, and I'll show you a cat with bad breath. So that's all I'd say. That's my Garfield joke for the day.
I never heard that.
But seriously, they're available if someone would like them for a pet. And they really are honest to goodness rats.
They are. They're very tame. Love to be held.
And it's funny, 2 of them, the one is black and white, but the other 2 are hairless.
They're naked.
Will they be like that forever?
Yes, it's a breed.
Well, I'll be doggone. I've learned something new today. So you've got a new Garfield joke, and I've learned something new. This has just been a perfect visit.
It's always fun around here.
You never know what's going to happen next. Well,
we also have puppies that will soon be available for adoption. They are Boxer Chihuahua mixes.
A Boxer Chihuahua mix. I got to study on that a minute.
Boxer Mama.
So what are they like?
Miniature Boxers.
Oh, okay. Just miniature boxers. Well, that's an interesting dog.
They're sweet, very lovable, very well socialized.
So those will be available soon for adoption if folks want to come and take a look at them and maybe pick one out. You'd work with them on that.
Absolutely. One's white and beautiful.
Wow. Well, that's interesting. Well, we'll have to see how those wind up going, too. So a lot going on, as always, at the Mitchell County Animal Rescue, and you can keep up with what's going on by watching the Facebook page and liking it, and also, of course, just stop by.
Anytime. We'd love to have you. And do stop by Wine and Whiskers.
Okay, and that's coming up on Saturday. What time again?
2 to 4.
2 to 4 up at the Pizza Shop and Dry County Brewing there on Oak Avenue. Be sure to check it out. Patricia, thanks for talking to us for a little bit.
Thanks for coming by, Bruce.
Thank you to our guest today, Patricia Beam of the Mitchell County Animal Rescue. Good talking with you, Patricia. And thank you for listening to today's Community Close-Up.